Hi, I'm Anka from MedRise Studio, and this is the place to be to hear about the latest Web3 trends in healthcare. In today's episode, we're uncovering the potential of decentralized science, or DeSci, to transform the landscape of medical breakthroughs. DeSci is a new approach to scientific research that uses blockchain technology to make the process more open, collaborative, and transparent. Sounds like an appealing promise? Welcome into the MetaHealth. Let's dive into how DeSci aims to tackle some of the long-standing challenges in traditional science and pave the way for a more open, collaborative, and efficient future. The pursuit of knowledge in traditional science is often hindered by barriers that stifle innovation and collaboration. One major challenge is the publish or perish culture, which prioritizes quantity over quality and can lead to inaccessible, paywalled research. Another issue is the lengthy and sometimes opaque peer review process, which can delay the dissemination of critical findings. Additionally, the centralized control of funding often means that only a fraction of research proposals receive the green light, leaving potentially groundbreaking ideas unfunded and unexplored. Enter decentralized science, or DeSci, a paradigm shift powered by blockchain technology. At its core, DeSci aims to democratize the scientific process, making research more accessible, transparent, and collaborative. Think of it as an open library on the internet where everyone can share and find scientific data and discoveries. It's built on a special kind of network that doesn't have one single organization running it, but is instead managed by everyone who uses it. This makes it easier for everyone to access and share knowledge without hitting a paywall or waiting for permission. DeSci also uses something called smart contracts, which are like automatic rules defined by the community that help check and approve new research without needing a middle person. This makes the whole process of checking if research is good faster and clearer for everyone. Moreover, DeSci introduces novel funding mechanisms, such as crowdfunding and tokenomics, allowing the wider community to directly support research projects they believe in. This not only broadens the base for research funding, but also aligns scientific pursuits more closely with public interest and needs. Consider the development of a new vaccine. In the traditional model, a research team might spend months or even years securing funding, with their proposal passing through numerous bureaucratic layers. Once funded, their findings are published in journals behind paywalls, limiting access to their research. Peer review is slow, creating delays in sharing critical information. Contrast this with a DeSci approach. The team proposes their vaccine research on a decentralized platform and quickly receives funding through tokens purchased by the public and interested organizations. As their research progresses, findings are published in real time on open access platforms, allowing for immediate feedback from the global scientific community. Smart contracts automate the distribution of funds based on achieved milestones and facilitate a transparent, community-driven peer review. This not only accelerates the research process, but also ensures wider accessibility and engagement from the outset. Decentralized science represents a radical departure from traditional research methodologies, promising to tear down the walls that have long compartmentalized scientific knowledge. By fostering an ecosystem of openness, transparency, and collaboration, DeSci has the potential to accelerate the pace of discovery and ensure that the benefits of research are shared by all. As we stand on the brink of this new era, it's clear that the future of science will be shaped by the principles of decentralization. Yet, the path of DeSci is not without its thorns. issues of data privacy, ethical research practices, and equitable participation are magnified in a system that values openness and transparency. Balancing the free exchange of information with the need to protect individual rights and ensure quality scientific work presents a formidable challenge. Furthermore, decentralizing a sector deeply entrenched in traditional centralized models of funding, publication, and peer review requires not just technological innovation, but a cultural shift. That's it for today. As always, I'll see you soon for another Web3 adventure in healthcare.